This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
34-32, the most points scored in a Steelers Week 1 game since 1981. I wasn't alive. Malzi wasn't around. I don't even know if Donnie's parents had met.
What year?
1981. 81. Steelers Chiefs.
Well, I don't think. Well, does your dad consider 2 years after he would have met your mom to be the best year of his life? Because we know 83 was the apex. It was Mount Everest for John football.
Yeah, 83 was the peak. They had not met yet in 81.
Yeah, that's how long it's been since we saw fireworks like that in a Steelers opener in a game everybody thought was going to be a slog and a rock fight. It ends up being one of the most entertaining, exciting Steelers openers ever. And we have Aaron Rodgers to thank for that. Mike Tomlin went through a litany of things that didn't go right in that game. I have a checklist here. Tell me if you agree with these things, Malzi. They averaged 2.7 yards per carry. That's pretty bad.
They gave up 6.4 yards per play.
Broderick Jones allowed 3 sacks.
Don't forget the 4 pressures.
The defense gave up 32 points. 394 total yards, 182 rushing yards.
That was a doozy, yeah.
4.7 yards per carry, and the Jets were 7 of 14 on third down.
That's pretty bad.
They had a ton of things go wrong. They had 2 things go right. They have a kicker who's a cyborg and can make any kick, like he has a bionic leg. The 60-yard field goal, when he lined up for it, I was sitting there thinking he's 100% going to make this.
It was not surprising at all when the ball literally split the uprights and was good from, what did you guys estimate? Good from at least 67, 68 yards?
Yeah, and that's, at least. We knew the Steelers, we've known the Steelers have had that weapon. I thought he should have been the Steelers MVP last year. He's been that good. He single-handedly won them last year's opener against Atlanta when they didn't score a touchdown.
Time for Boz to hold out and dare them to bring in Ben Sauls.
But the real winner here is Rodgers. He had a lot of things pre-game that could have allowed for him to have a so-so or bad start to a Steelers career. A lot was made of the lack of reps in the preseason, the fact that he didn't have a friend like a Nate Hackett calling plays, and it was a whole new coordinator.
No Alan Lazard on the receiving core.
Whole new set of weapons that he had never played with before. Whole new offensive line that he had to get used to and get in sync with. And then all the things that happened in-game that should have made it very difficult for a 41-year-old quarterback to win yesterday. And instead, he played a pretty close to flawless game with bad blocking, no help in the run game, and a defense that until the last 2 possessions pretty much gave up a scoring play on every drive.
A defense that forced him to be basically perfect to keep them in the game. I got a couple thoughts. I mean, first off, yes, Pony?
Well, I was just going to say this. I want to make sure this opinion gets out there for me.
Please.
And then you can say whatever you want. And I'll open up the phone lines, too, at 412-928-9370.
Intern Jack is here. He is ready. He wants to talk to you.
My Rodgers optimism trumps everything negative that happened in that game. And I say that because we have done the opposite, where the Steelers have won super ugly games, and we've said, you can't do that and win in today's NFL. You can't win games 18-16 and expect to win playoff games. If it's a quarterback-centric league, a quarterback-driven league, when your quarterback plays like a star and covers up for all the crappy things that happen, that should be the most important thing and the biggest takeaway from those games, because that's what matters most in the NFL. And it's just been a long time, other than a Russell Wilson start here and maybe like a Kenny Pickett flourish to end a game there, we just haven't had these types of games in a very long time where the quarterback was the deodorant for all the other things that went wrong, Chris. And that's what we've craved, and that's what we've wanted, and that's what this team frankly needs, if anything positive is going to happen in January for them. A legit quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You disagree? You think the bad outweighed the good?
No, I'm not going to address that yet. I just thought that they got to find out like what the other half or the upper quartile of the NFL lives like, what the Ravens live like when they maybe have a bad game and Jackson bails them out of it, or what the Bills are like when their guys don't really bring the goods and Allen bails them out, or the Bengals last year. Man, you want to talk about a true analog when Burrow just bails out their defense or bails out the rest of the team with unbelievable play. You can name how many ever elite quarterbacks you want, but I came away from it thinking we have so many times seen them play actually pretty good games and just not have the quarterback play to get it over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
They got their first taste of that probably since 2018, Ben, where your quarterback can be the force multiplier, can be the best player in the field, and can paper over and cover up a bunch of warts. I mean, I thought that Rodgers, first and foremost, and I'll get to your opinion about your choosing optimism over everything else in a second. He played, like I said numerous times, like leading up, especially the closer we got to the season, my gut was that he was going to give them the best quarterback play they had seen since 2018, even better than the Ben year post-elbow surgery. Like, I thought he was going to be closer to a big-time player. And I could not have imagined that he would play this well given some of the circumstances you just laid out. But, like, flicking a ball to Austin about 30 yards in the air on 1 foot on a play action right after you've gotten the ball back on a quick change.
Mm-hmm.
When have we seen them just go have like a go for the jugular mentality like that? You know what that would have been last year, Pony? Let's run the ball a couple of times, give it to Boz, kick a field goal, go up 27-26, and pray to God the defense can get a stop.
Probably.
Instead, you run one play for like 3 or 4 yards. He and Smith get in their bag, and the ball, it was just pitch and catch. And so the only reason why I am not going to say Rodgers' greatness yesterday, and he was great, like capital G great, unbelievable to watch. Like, almost couldn't believe my eyes. And that was as somebody who did believe in him going into the year. Is because one of the major negative things in this game might remove him from the equation sooner rather than later. And that is Broderick Jones.
Yep.
And it gives me no pleasure to be your reporter on the scene here saying he played one of the worst games by an offensive lineman. Forget about position. That I've ever seen. Quinnen Williams bullied him. Will McDonald bullied him and went around him with speed. He had a couple. I was watching him closely, not shocked anybody. He had a handful of okay reps here or there. There were also times where Kenneth Gainwell, heads up veteran, like helped him out with like an emergency chip, or he might have even done more to hurt their chances. And so if what you're most optimistic about is a 41-year-old turning back the clock and looking basically like an MVP type of player.
Yeah.
My one big concern is that his left tackle might get him killed.
And it's a valid one for sure. But if I told you two things were going to happen offensively in this game, Broderick Jones is going to look like a turnstile you use to get into MetLife Stadium.
Yes. Those turnstiles, I actually think, provide more resistance sometimes.
And they were going to have no run game to speak of.
Yes.
There's no way you would have thought Aaron Rodgers threw for 250 yards and four touchdowns.
I would not have.
Exactly. So,
I would not have. Like, I thought he and Smith and he changing plays occasionally were excellent.
So, I mean, to me, you can't get any worse play from your blindside protector. And your run game can't get much worse. And he was still this good. Imagine if he actually gets decent protection. And imagine if they actually do have somewhat of a balanced attack. That's why I can't say enough positive things about Rodgers. If it was the defense sucked and just everything clicked on offense, okay. But everything didn't click on offense. He had to pretty much do it himself with the help of his receivers who caught the ball. And so that's what has me like super duper impressed with him. And to do it in game one. I mean, I've got
to fall on the sword here. I thought he needed some preseason reps. There was no rust to speak of.
No, they came out and scored a touchdown on the opening drive.
How many of his incompletions were like, count the number of times yesterday. I can count them. I think it's this many. Zero.
Well, Stevens could have had an interception if he made a great play late in the game, but that was like the only time he really put the ball in harm's way the entire game.
The bingo, bango, bongo play?
No, the one where he was pressured and Stevens was like falling down and almost intercepted it.
I'm glad you said that. On times where he wasn't pressured, where he was just standing there relatively clean or the play was worked as designed, how many incompletions of his own volition did he throw because he missed? I counted none. I don't count like ones where he's under duress. Metcalf dropped a ball. Right? Like you maybe had a defender get a hand on a ball. Calvin Austin late in that game, it should not have come down to 60 yards. He put one on the money and Austin, I thought, got pretty clearly interfered with.
Yep. They just didn't want to call two PIs for Austin in like three different plays on that drive.
The YouTube chat is exploding with typical Malzi. He finds the dark cloud for any silver lining. I want to be very clear. It was unbelievably fun as a person who has, like the rest of you, suffered through some of the most uninspiring quarterback play imaginable for the better part of a half decade. It was fun as hell to watch an all-time great go out there and carve up the team that he just played for. I am only worried because as great as he looked, he won't look that way if he's on his back five or six times a game, and the left tackle looked like a guy who might cause that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.